Hello and welcome to Nintendo Podcast System episode 35. Myself, Matthew Gibson, and as always, I have Jack Gorn and Sam Barnes.
Hello!
Howdy doody.
I think I said that a bit too loud, I'm not sure why, but I'm just enthusiastic. I don't know why,
he
I'm
is.
Always in like a good mood.
For good doody. Reason.
Good reason, yeah. So yeah, this is episode 35, recorded on the 24th of November 2016, the day after Sun and Moon have finally been released into the world.
Into the UK.
Huzzah! Yeah, into the UK.
The world got it earlier than that.
Yeah. Like, oh. I still don't see why it was released on the Wednesday, as well as just later than everybody else.
It must have been annoying, I must admit.
Yeah. It's quite annoying, but... Yeah, we'll be talking about Pokemon Sun and Moon a little bit later on, as well as what we've been playing. The news, I'm not sure if you've been too nooked, but whilst we've got like a decent amount of news, like 75% are just Switch rumours. There's been a lot of Switch rumours in the past week.
Yeah, and I suppose what we should stress before we go into them is that they are just rumours. They might not be totally
true.
But...
In some cases, I hope that they're not true. Even though they sound exciting, mm-hmm. I hope they're not true because they'll give us more surprise. But who knows? Me and Jack, you're supposed to be choosing the music this week.
Supposed to be.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be, but I can't decide what to choose.
I think I got onto it like a bit by surprise.
Yeah, you like literally told me like 10 minutes ago.
So, like, oh, Jack, by the way.
So I guess we should really search for the Pokemon Sun and Moon intro music, maybe. That's a good
maybe
start.
I'll probably find something. Yeah. Also, just before we go in, about you may remember that last episode we were talking about having a Discord chat. Well, I never really got around to seeing how that would work, but after I have, it turns out that's much simpler than it really needs to be. So there'll be a link in the description or whatnot, that will take you to our Discord chat server, and from there you can just join the server. It really is as simple as that. Just make sure that you have Discord, of course, and we can just chat all things Nintendo and so on and so forth.
The microphone would be useful as well.
Microphone would be quite handy, yeah.
Yeah. Microphone and a headset.
That would be quite good, yeah. But you could just chat if you would like as well.
Message us with abuse.
Yeah, there are little chat sections, so you can just type. You don't have to talk, but it's fun to talk.
Yeah. All right, so please, if you want to join our Discord server, then please do so. We'd love to just hang around with you guys, just chat stuff. That didn't flow well. Anyway, let's go into the first section. And this is the news. As I said, there's a lot of Switch rumors, but we'll start off with Pokemon Go. For 1 week only, from the 23rd of November to the 30th of November, there will be double XP and double Stardust for 1 week only. So that's quite a nice sentiment. In addition, Ditto can now be found in the wild. Ooh.
Yay!
Finally!
That's all we have to say about that then.
Well, we could go into a little more than that, couldn't we?
I guess so. Just not very like exciting announcer, I guess.
well, obviously it's been held back for ages. Ditto wasn't available, and then they announced, "Oh, look, you can get Ditto," but not quite the way you'd expect. Mm. So, with that, basically, Ditto is actually disguised as another Pokemon.
Yeah.
So it's just pure random luck. I've looked into it. It literally is just
the
luck of the spawn and that.
Yeah, I managed to catch one, but I was on my way back from school, so I was just like just catching it, doing my normal curveball, trying to catch it. And I was looked up, and then when I looked back down, it was like, oh, wait, and then Dale showed up. It's like, what? I
Well, I
know
don't have one yet. I'm very upset.
In the same park on my way back from school, I caught a Rhyhorn as well, so I'm very pleased with that. Well, yeah.
Rhyhorn. I caught a primate today.
Oh,
Nice primate.
nice.
So,
I am
quite
very
happy with
happy.
that.
I've got all three Eevees, so I am
Yeah.
super, super happy.
I think with this, it's just like interesting to know like how different the updates have been compared with Pokemon Go to Meteemo. Like Meteemo, that had the big one. Was it like a couple of weeks ago now, wasn't
The messaging system and
Yeah,
stuff
like that
like
kind of stuff. I went on it for a day and now I'm not gonna touch it again.
that.
I'm sorry,
Did you get
I
the
went back on it just to see what was different. I was like, okay, I may get back into this. I'm like, no, I still haven't had any thought of getting into it.
special event stuff where you could get like a Fire Mario
I may have.
costume? Oh. Yeah, got it, Jack.
Yeah, like, but with Pokemon Go, it seems it's nice that they've had this double XP and Stardust event. I think that's something that I do need to start doing more often, like maybe once a month, sort of similar to the Halloween event.
Well, I'm like level 22,
I'm at
and it takes like
21 right now.
100,000 XP. Just
Jeez.
feels like forever.
I'm
Yeah.
now level 25 and it's taken ages to get anywhere
Yeah,
with
it
me.
really is.
Yeah,
I can't
you
devote
do need a lot
every
of.
waking moment to it. I'm just like, I'm going to work. I'll just walk and play Pokemon Go and get the
Yeah.
bonus stuff for the day and visit
I keep
back.
missing the Pokestops one because I don't have a day off where I'll just stay at home and then I totally forget about
Yeah.
it. And then I end up running down to Tesco's to try and get the Pokestop, then realise it was actually too late.
Question: does it reset if you miss it?
Yes. It
Oh.
basically, yeah, it goes back to day one.
And
Oh,
it
that's good.
resets if after you've done the 7 day shrink. So if you continue all 7 days, the 7th day you get like 2,000 XP
Oh,
for first Pokemon catch and Pokestop. Then it will reset itself back to day one.
yeah. I dare say I've missed a day yet, so I'm quite lucky, but I just like, oh God, I can't get to like day five and then miss out on day six. It was like, oh, that one day.
I unfortunately missed three last week due to a cycling accident, which wasn't good.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's really annoying when you miss it. But I suppose the fact that you can still catch a Pokemon, so I was still getting the ones for catching the Pokemon, but not for the Pokestops. So I was sort of, at least you get one of, if you miss one, you can still get the other kind of thing. But you know.
All right, moving on to another game, but this took me by surprise when it was released last week. It's some Swap Doodle.
Oh
And
God! Yeah, what was the point of this? I just
I have
didn't.
no idea. It's just like, yeah, just do doodles, but so way back when, back in 2013, I believe around about October time, Nintendo had this service called Nintendo Letterbox or Nintendo Swap Note in America. And basically, what you could do is just like swap messages. It's sort of like Pictochat, but just connect with your friends overseas and
You
stuff.
could use it for with Spot Pass and Street
Yeah,
Pass
that kind of thing. And then,
functionality.
but one of the features that was present in the original Airbox slash Swap Note was you could take pictures. And I believe the reason why it got took taken down, why the reason why it got took down rather, is just because of like it's hard to describe, but like just inappropriate pictures being shared.
Oh, really?
Yeah, stuff like that. I think that was the reason why it got taken down,
I didn't
took
realize
down
that.
rather. So that's why it got took down. But Swap Doodle is basically the same thing. You still get four pages, and you get a draw. Just swap doodles with your friends and stuff like
It's
that.
the same thing, but you have to pay for it, basically. Whereas if
Well,
before it was a free app,
the thing is
so.
like it is a free app, but you do have to pay if you want to get lessons to draw Nintendo characters.
I mean, it was quite good originally, the letterbox, because it was a way you could spend your coins because you could unlock extra
Oh, that's right,
backgrounds and things
yeah.
to use.
I think that
But
would have been a better use, I think, the play coins.
yeah, definitely, because other than like in the Street Pass games, you can use them for getting the extra like dog mees or cat mees, depending on what you chose.
Yeah.
There's no real reason for doing it now, is there? It's like.
No.
Nah.
But yeah, but it is interesting to see Swap Doodle. So you can pay to get lessons of to draw different characters, as well as just like different cosmetic stuff, like different badges and stuff like that. I think you can use the badges from Nintendo Badge Arcade, which I think is a neat touch, but I'm not sure if you have to pay. Who
You
knows?
have to pay for some parts of that, so yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah, it just seems overall like, why did they do it if they just shut down the other servers
Yeah.
anyway? It's like,
Well, I think the difference is that Swap Doodle, you cannot exchange pictures.
oh, okay, so they just
So
literally
that's the
close
thing,
that
yeah.
bit off. But you can do that.
So,
You can do that in Miitomo.
yeah. Oh,
So
yeah. You could actually, yeah.
it's like,
Nah.
so
What are
what's the
you
point of
doing?
this?
Yeah.
I suppose you can do little drawings and stuff with your stylus on the DS, but
Yeah.
other than that,
Oh.
which you can do in my Miiverse for free.
Pretty much,
So
yeah.
I don't get the point of it. It's just there's no real point with it, as far as I'm aware.
I think it's just like a little nice thing to have, I'm not sure. Anyway, moving on to another app being Super Mario Run. It has been confirmed to be coming to the iOS devices December 15th for $9.99 US dollars or euros or £7.99 UK pounds.
I wonder what that content that's going to have, because that's a fair bit for an app.
I think what it
Well.
is that it's free to start, so it's sort of like a little demo to begin with, and then the rest is restricted until you pay the full price.
But there's no other in-app purchases after the £8, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only payment they'll put through. So you don't. There's nothing else to
That's
pay
not
for.
that bad in that sense, but.
£8 sounds a lot, but if you think about all these free-to-play games, like how many times people actually keep buying stuff on it,
Yeah, that's a good
you could
point, yeah.
spend hundreds on that sort of game, whereas this is only for £8, and
And plus, the thing is that, like, there will always be an audience. Like, I think in the financial meeting, even though Miitomo received a lot of downloads, it wasn't actually profitable, I don't
no.
think.
Well,
No, it wasn't.
I think it did what it was supposed to do in the first few weeks, but it
Yeah.
just lost interest so quickly. It was just.
Yeah, very quickly.
I like what they've done with the update, but never going to get anyone coming back to it
Yeah.
now. It's just far too
Oh,
gone.
have you seen? I'm not sure if we did talk about it, though, but did you see like the adverts Nintendo of America used to promote the new update?
No, I
Oh
didn't see.
God, they're just atrocious. Like, they
What's
really
the
are. Like the Sun and Moon Train On videos with that little kid and his friend, you know, that kind of one. And then the final one, there's like a bully, like gang hideout. And the kids have to take the hideout back, or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Wait, do you remember
Right.
those demos for Sun and Moon? Not demos, the trailers for Sun and Moon, like the live action trailers.
Possibly not. I don't know.
Really?
Maybe.
All right.
I don't
Well,
know.
or maybe I didn't explain it very well, but like that w is like some of the best adverts I've seen for a game, like bar none.
Oh, what you mean the kid moving a
Yeah, the kid moves
away to.
away to Hawaii, makes a friend called him Haku or
Oh,
whatever.
yeah, no, I was going
Yeah,
on
and
about.
then
Yeah, that's
the
right.
second
Yeah,
one
yeah.
they break up because
It
he's
was
just
Japan
being
only, wasn't
in
it?
your face.
So,
Yeah.
originally.
Well,
And they
originally,
bring
yeah,
back
and then they've
over
now brought it over. Yeah, so like those adverts, I think that even though it's not really Nintendo, I think they're still at the pinnacle of game adverts in my opinion.
here. Yeah, but then again, you got to look back and see their old Zelda like dancing adverts and think,
No,
what
please don't remind us of those.
a horrible, horrible mess.
Oh,
But
but then again, like that was like the 80s. They should have learned, but
they didn't. True.
it's a good advert.
No,
It's a
but
nice.
like, it's just like it's not in the way of like lovable cringy, if you know what I mean. Like, it's just downright bad.
Yep.
If I were to show you it, you'd know what I mean. Like the voice
So,
over it. Just sounding like completely dead, like no effort put into it, in my opinion.
are either you two going to be getting Super Mario Run?
No.
I'll try it out, but I probably won't be buying for it. Nah.
I might see, but the problem is there's loads of running
Yeah.
apps on there for free you can get if you really
But
wanted
I
to, you
think
know.
that's like the thing about Mario, is that like now Mario makes his debut on the phoning market, the phone market. So I think that could be like a very interesting point, because people have, even like non-gamers, I'd say, are probably wondering why Mario hasn't ca came over to a phone in a while.
I think you can definitely see that they've learned from the Nintendo experience. They say put this game out there for £8. That's it. You know, just let them keep paying. Just pay that once for it, and then get as many sales as they can in that quick amount of time, and then move on to
That
something
is a good
different.
thing, yeah. But what I may be getting is LEGO City Undercover when it comes to the Nintendo Switch.
Yes, I hear it's been ported to quite a few
Yeah, so
consoles.
it's being ported to Xbox One, PS4, Steam, and as well as the Switch. Which is
Nice.
great, because it really is one of the hidden gems of the Wii U, I think. I haven't played it in a good while, but
I've heard good things about it, I must admit. I've never played
it
it.
is good. It's really funny. I think that's expected a lot from LEGO games. But yeah, I really enjoyed my time with LEGO City Undercover. It was a really good game. So I really wanted the chance to play it again. I don't think the 3DS one, The Chase Begins, that didn't look very fun at all. But
What is the whole thing with Undercover? What is the sort of
so basically, like most LEGO games, they're mainly involving an IP, like LEGO Harry
Yeah,
Potter and stuff like that. Yeah,
I played the Star Wars ones, and I think I played Pirates of the Caribbean.
yeah.
I think that's one of them. So.
So LEGO City Undercover, I'd say it still has like the same gameplay from what I've seen, as well as the humour from the trailers I've seen. But the LEGO City Undercover is a completely unique story. I think the most obvious inspiration is the LEGO City toy set line. But basically, he plays this cop called Chase McCain.
Chase McCain.
I think it's Chase McCain, I'm not too sure. But it's definitely Chase, that's definitely his first name. And he just has to solve, well, not solve, but just be a cop. Really, I can't remember the story in that
He's
much
a police
detail.
officer who's got to be a cop.
I can't remember the story in that much detail, but there's like a lot of references to movies and stuff. There's a good amount of Nintendo Easter eggs which may be removed in other ports to Xbox and PlayStation. But yeah, it's really good game. I think it's one of the Nintendo Selects right now.
I believe so, yes.
It is a really good game, so do check it out when it comes to Switch. Right.
Believe that's it for the main bit of the news.
But now we've got Switch rumors, which may or may
Oh
not be a feature
no.
carried on from Nintendo Voice.
Rumors.
So there's, in the past week even, there's just been a gargantuan amount of just rumors. I am tired of it, like everyone, but I think it is important that we do acknowledge them, because they are from quite reliable sources. So, for example, Laura Dale Kate, or Laura Kate Dale, from Let's Play Video Games, she was the one that reported on the exact date of the Switch's reveal. And you have Emily Rogers that has sometimes got some things right, like the Paper Mario game earlier on in the year. And then there's one from Eurogamer who has, it seems to be quite reliable considering that they knew some stuff on the Switch before it was revealed. But anyway, the important thing is that these seem to come from quite reliable sources, but as always, take them with a pinch of salt. Let's get into it.
Pinchy,
So
pinchy, pinchy, pinchy.
this first one comes from Laura from Let's Play Video Games. Basically, the gist of it is Zelda won't be a launch title, but the new Mario game will be. It will be similar to Mario 64 and will include multiplayer. Okay, so let's talk about the first bit with Zelda. So recently there has been varying rumours on what exactly the launch date will be. Some are saying Like I think today Game had it down for March. Rumors are saying that it may be down for June. A lot are saying different things about the exact release date. But what do you think of Zelda not being a launch title?
I personally would be quite upset if it isn't. They've put it off many times, and now, if they put it off after the console's release, I think that would put a lot of people off because people have been looking forward to this, especially with it being
Yep.
launched with the console and them shouting about it, showing it in the trailer as well. Yeah, I don't think that'd be a very smart move. I mean, they've postponed it to make it better. I would hope that they wouldn't postpone it again.
Well, to be fair, they're not technically postponing it again because they never promised a launch lineup. They just delayed
True.
it to 2017.
It got promised for March for like the Wii U. It was never actually promised for the Switch
Well, was it
as a
promised for
release date.
March for the Wii U?
It was, because it was delayed from like December original planned
Oh.
sort of release for Wii U, but it's November, December's original date. But as far as I was aware, it was pushed back to March for the Wii U, but never actually
Oh.
confirmed
I
when
don't
on the
remember seeing
Switch.
like I remember seeing Nintendo UK accidentally putting a date on it on the Zelda Breath of the Wild
Maybe
amiibo.
that's where I got it from,
Yeah.
but
So that may have been like slip of the tongue kind of thing, I'm not
I
too
definitely
sure.
remember seeing it at some point anyway.
Yeah.
It's
I
or
remember
hearing
that,
it.
but I can't remember any confirmation that it used to be March. But even after the Switch's launch, well into the Switch's launch after, there will still be a Wii U version of the game.
Yeah.
So I think that's quite a nice sentiment, but I think Nintendo kind of need to realise that it's kind of dead.
It's going to be
No.
putting people off,
Yeah.
like
Well, I don't think it'll be
buying it,
putting
isn't it? That's the
people.
thing.
Well, I think it'll be putting people off of buying the Wii U version. Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
Yeah, I think.
that's what I sort of was getting to. Yeah,
But I think
it's.
I heard. I think it was from Game Explain. I can't remember. But it will be. It's going to become more of a gamer's collector item, sort of like Twilight Princess on the GameCube.
Yeah.
So who knows? Right, from the same source. The new 3D Mario game will be launch day title, which is very big. So this is mainly going to be like Mario 64. It will have a similar hub world to it. Again, like Peach's Castle, and there will be multiplayer, albeit with a tether mechanic to keep those two players in check as
Ooh.
well. But it will be like more objective based, not necessarily about getting to the goal like in 3D world.
Oh,
Nice.
that's
So
quite good. I like
yeah,
the idea of
so
that.
what do you think of? I think Mario 6, well, the new 3D Mario being a launch title was very big news, and especially as one because it's a big IP, but it's what fans have been begging for ages, you know.
Begging, pleading, needing.
Yay. I mean, Paper Mario recently done quite well in using that sort of episodic like format like Mario 64 used. So hopefully if they can sort of develop that a bit more into this new game, that'd be very
Maybe.
interesting. See how they do.
It'll be interesting. The next one is about Splatoon. I believe this will also be day one, but it'll be in one of the bundles with the console.
I've heard it's gonna be in all the bundles. I don't know if this
Maybe.
is confirmed yet, but
I'm not too
I
sure.
this
I
has got
wouldn't mind that. I
rumors
would like it.
that Splatoon like basically the freebie game Wii Sports was with the Wii.
It
But
could be. I'm not sure because like Wii Sports, that's the other thing as well. I'm not sure if there'll be a Wii Sports on Nintendo Land for this console because you
not
can't
I wouldn't
reach.
say immediately if it is, but
Because I want those two games that they showed off like what this new console can do, like Wii Sports
yeah.
with motion controls, Nintendo Land with what the gamepad could do. But Splatoon could be a
You
good one.
couldn't really, I suppose you couldn't really do it with the pad in a way, but unless there's some sort of like using touchscreen tools or.
Maybe, I'm not sure. But With this new Splatoon, there'll be a heavy push on 1v1 local multiplayer, where two players, each with their own Joy-Cons, battle out in a map, and they could change out weapons at will whilst in the middle of a match. So hopefully that will get carried over to
So,
just the main battles
you said with
online.
the Joy-Cons, so like
Yeah,
taking both of
maybe.
them, one off each side, like, and then play it on the screen or
I
one big
presume that's
screen?
what they mean. If not, like maybe on their just two consoles together, that may work.
Because split screen on the Wii U version of Splatoon was limited at best, so.
Well, it was just like one person on the gamepad, one person was on the screen, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the
Yeah.
person on the TV had the disadvantage, really, because like you could see where they
Yeah.
were. You
Unless you
can't
like
do
tied
that.
up, unless you tied up the Wii remote to the Pro Controller, which itself would have
Won't be
been
able to
just been
do that with the
cruel.
Switch though, will we? Because
Nah.
it's what it's the whole thing. You're going to use one at a time. So Splatoon's going to be slightly different
I
straight
think so.
away.
I'm not sure, but I think it will have motion controls because I think I just don't see Nintendo moving away from motion controls. I really don't.
I think how well it worked for Splatoon. It'd be nice to see it in it again, but I'm
Yeah.
sure readjust without it if needs be. So
Yeah.
it was definitely one of the better games with motion
Oh
controls.
yeah, totally.
Definitely.
But it will apparently have more single player content in addition to the fact that it will have a similar rollout of updates like the Wii U did. So you'll be getting like a new stage every week or something like that. Hopefully
Whoa.
it will have all the current stages and weapons already in it from the start, and then more will get added as time goes on. I think that would be a better option. Because one of the things that really didn't help Splatoon at launch, especially with reviews, is just the lack of content. So I think they need that initial content just there from the get-go. And say, oh, look, we're going to have even more in the future. But personally, for me, I just want to see just better, more streamlined way of doing things. I'm not really keen on like two maps every 4 hours. I kind of get why to do it, and especially in the fact that like it does help you strategize with which weapons you're gonna choose. But there's just like so many better ways to go around it. Like, why can't you have show what the map is, give 30 seconds for people to just change weapons, so on and so forth. Then there you go. Then you'd all be ready, and you go into the match, and that would be a better way of doing it. In addition, I think you
I
should be
think it'd
able.
give a bit more diversity, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and as well with the ranked matches, you could only play it on one mode every 4 hours.
It's like you look at other FPS games, like,
Yeah.
and how you can strategize and change up and like look for counters and things. Whereas in Splatoon, it's like if you've kind of got that one weapon and like where you can't communicate as well, it's hard to sort of really strategize to be able to
Yeah.
take out the opposing team.
It's definitely the more common like first person shooter lot of game that you can swap out during the match after every death or whatever. But it's more of a strategy thing. I mean, I think games like Overwatch recently using it quite well, whereas you can swap different characters depending who's on the game board. It can be a good thing for that game. I think definitely needs that sort of thing in it.
Oh, I would like to see this new Splatoon just be like a bit more streamlined, and especially if that teaser at the end of the reveal trailer that it could be a really big push for esports. I think that's essential as well, because
It does seem like that's the focus for Splatoon, but
hopefully that would
who
be quite cool.
knows?
And finally, from this article, yes, this is only one article so far. Skyrim will be at launch day, which is massive. I cannot care less about Skyrim, but the fact that I'm sorry, it's just like it just doesn't grab my attention. But I might pick it up. But it's just the fact that like it's Skyrim, just like this really iconic game. Day one on Nintendo's new system. It just feels like it's bringing just a new era
Has it
of third
definitely been
parties.
confirmed now?
No,
Because
it's not being definitely confirmed. This is
this,
just a
remember,
rumor.
this is the rumors part, Jack. Not definite, but it would be nice if it were.
I think
For those
it
who
is
like
quite likely.
Skyrim.
Because I think, like, because I can't remember who, but Bethesda rep, someone from that company, I think he sort of alluded to it in a recent interview. I can't remember the exact details, but something along those lines did happen. And I think they wouldn't have partnered with Nintendo for, like, no reason in that trailer. Like, they have been confirmed to be supporting the Switch, but we don't know what games they'd be making, and Skyrim would be a very good choice. It's just such an iconic game.
If we just get Fallout Shelter, I'll be so pissed off.
So that's that one article. The next one comes from Emily Rogers, and this is about the Mario Kart 8 port that was seen in the Switch trailer as well. This will include all the DLCs, so that's 36 characters, all the vehicles, as well as 48 tracks. Unless I'm mistaken. No, 48, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's already a massive amount, but this port will have even more tracks, even more characters, in addition to an improved battle mode. And apparently, this will be seen within the first 3 months, I believe.
Yay, hope so.
That would be very good because Mario Kart 8 I really like, and it's kind of like hard to see the future because Mario Kart 8 already seems like to be at the pinnacle. But who knows?
It's really good. It's definitely the best one there is so far.
And I
But
think. Oh, go on.
I think you're right, though. It is going to be difficult to improve on that game. It's
Well, I mean, like, with, like, completely new engine and stuff like that. Just, like, calling it a completely new game with completely new direction, if you know what I mean.
yeah.
So I think at going along this route, I think, I've heard this from Game Explained discussions as well. Just building Mario Kart 8 as a platform, I think that's very wise. And then for the next Mario Kart, then make it something completely new. Because it's a shame, even though Mario Kart 8 did sell well, even though Mario Kart 8 did sell very well, especially considering it was on the Wii U, I think it could do just so much better just being on a handheld. Well, not on a handheld, but on a portable home device. Especially one that may actually sell decent numbers. The most promising of all is the improved battle mode, because that's the one that nobody really liked, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the battle mode in Mario Kart 8 is pretty poor, to be honest. It's just literally the tracks, and you can't really go anywhere on it. It definitely would like to have the some of the older main arenas back, or a new just straight arena to battle in. It'd be pretty cool,
Yeah,
but
that'd be quite nice. Yeah,
I
so
know
it's.
it's definitely one of Jason's main like problems with the game.
Yeah,
He's
fair
always moaning
enough.
about the battles and stuff on it, so
Yeah, he does not look great. But.
I must admit, I did enjoy the old battle system more.
Yeah, I think that's like even with me. I prefer the races personally, but I do really enjoy battle mode then and again, and I think Wii was really fun. We had a good battle mode that had like 12 tracks, 12 arenas in total.
I think the only thing that Mario Kart probably really does need is maybe a bit of balancing on what players get in terms of
Yeah,
items. Because
exactly.
like when
Remove
you're in
the
second
coin.
and third place, yeah, you get like coins and bananas, but then in like fourth and fifth you're getting blue shells and all sorts of things. So it's like,
Yeah. I think they do need to
depending
fix
where
that.
you are,
The coin
the
is the
rubber
most
banding.
useless item, especially if you're in first. Like, you get robbed of a victory for no good reason. In my
Especially
opinion.
when you're literally on the line,
Yeah,
but that does
exactly.
make it interesting, though. It does give you.
I guess so. Like, that extra edge. But even then. If that final stretch there was no item and I already used it, then fair enough. But if there's already like an item box and I need it to defend myself and then I end up with a coin, then that's just like no. Because unless it's a blue shell, I can defend myself with most things.
True.
Anyway,
True.
moving on. The next one is quite an odd crossover. If you didn't think Tokyo Mirage Sessions wasn't weird enough, there may be an RPG crossover between Mario and Rabbids.
Oh
Very
God,
strange.
no. Please don't let this one be true.
So it's Mario RPG. Its supposed title is Mario RPG Invasion of the Rabbids. It's set in the Mario universe and kingdom, and basically they're being invaded by rabbids. Huzzah! So this is mainly going to be developed by Ubisoft, with Nintendo keeping a very close eye on development.
Yeah, I hope so.
So Sam, you seem quite excited for this game. So how about you just talk about it for a bit?
No, I remember when Rayman Invasion of the Rabbids came out. That was god awful. I don't like them. They're so creepy.
I liked the original game they were in, the very first sort of couple of games. They had like little mini games with Rayman, but other than that, they were just a bit overused, weren't they?
They're boring. They're so flat. There's just nothing to it. It's just silliness and I just don't find them a very good design. I don't know what it is that people like about them, but I just find them particularly random. So I
Yeah,
really hope
I
this
see your
isn't
point.
true.
I'm not too sure, but you got to admit, it's an interesting idea.
Let's hope
Anyway,
it's not true. That's all
but
I say.
one that may grab your attention is Pokémon Stars, which is a supposed third version. That Mario RPG rabbit crossover came from Laura from Let's Play Video Games once again. This time, it's coming from Eurogamer. And it's about the third version of Sun and Moon being Pokemon Stars is coming to Switch next year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is sort of like Emerald, Yellow, Platinum, so on and so forth. So it's interesting because this will be the first time. Oh, hold on. I think I have a question from Colin here. Let me just get it up. But yeah, so. This is very interesting, in my opinion. So yeah, what do you guys make of it? This, if it will be coming to the Switch after all.
I'd like it. I definitely would. Kind of puts me off of actually buying the 3DS version, if I'm honest.
You
But
gotta be like waiting a whole year, though. To be fair, I don't think I could handle that if I were
no,
you.
I don't think I could personally. It's just like I just want the game. I want to play. I want to.
It's been able to play Pokemon on the TV though.
In HD.
In HD.
True.
That's the main thing, isn't it? It's
I mean, they keep going
especially.
on about how Nvidia's saying this is going to be a good thing for the Switch.
Yeah.
That could really be a big seller for them if they sort it out
Yeah.
properly.
So I have the question from Colin Crompton here from Nintendo Voice. How do you feel about a potential Pokemon game being on the Switch? I'd love to see a full Pokemon RPG on a home console. I think I have to agree with that, and especially. I'm kind of debating if this is the right time though. Because I feel that'd be like a bit more epic if it was like a new generation, if not the Gen 4 remakes that introduced everyone this new era of Pokemon now being on the home console. But then again, it makes sense because it will be portable like most mainline Pokemon games. And sorry, it's also the fact that Sun and Moon seem to be doing very well in both of sales and both just how the reception has been getting from both fans and critics alike. Someone's saying that it's the best in the series, best since Gold and Silver. A very good scores overall. So a third version I think was always quite likely. Despite X and Y never receiving one, which is odd. But if this isn't going to be coming to Switch, I think that'd be great because I'm only 2 hours in, and already I'm just like, yes, this is the game of the year. What do you guys make of this?
I haven't played enough of it to say things like that, but yeah, it's It's good. It's really good.
Yeah, but the way it plays and everything, I can see his point. Don't know. Tough to say. Done in the right way, then maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. What more can we say? It's we haven't played enough of it, really. Maybe we'll have to play it and go through it a bit more. Maybe we'll have to decide, but
Fair enough. But it is quite interesting to see. Anyway, the last one in the Switch Rumours, and therefore our new section. This is again. This is Laura Dales from Let's Play Video Games. But this is a tweet that she put out, and it's what the year one launch, the year one lineup may look like. So, launch day we have Splatoon, the Mario and Rabbids RPG, Skyrim, Just Dance 2017, and 3D Mario. In the first 6 months, we will see the Smash 4 port for the Nintendo Switch, Zelda Breath of the Wild, Telltale Guardians of the Galaxy.
Interesting.
They're very interesting. Yeah, apparently, it's very close to launch day, with each episode releasing up until the movie's release. The Mario Kart 8 port, as well as ports of Xenoblade Chronicles X and Super Mario Maker. Then later in the year, there will also be Sonic 2017, Pokémon Stars, and Pikmin 4, which Miyamoto confirmed like over a year ago now. But it is now going to be a reboot. Hopefully not in the line of Star Fox Zero. Hopefully something that will actually be decent. Although, to be fair, I can't really judge because I haven't played it. I see Jack's face in the webcam. No, I can't talk. I haven't played Star Fox Zero. But anyway, but yeah, it is interesting to see that Pikmin 4 is going to be a reboot. sorry, Jack. I had to. I had to. And then
Jack's just,
28.
if for those who can't see it, Jack's just staring down in disbelief
He is.
and writing
Basically.
something. Oh, ooh,
Very
okay.
mature.
Glad you can't
Very
see this because
mature.
that got very, very,
Very personal, God.
very fast.
So, and in 2018, there will be Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is a rumor that's been flying around for a good time, and it may in fact be a Switch exclusive.
I hope
Very
they
big
do.
news.
I really do hope they do.
So that's year one only, and that's just amazing.
It's
You get a
early
brand
days.
new 3D Mario, brand new 3D Zelda, although it's also releasing the Wii U. But you're also getting third party titles like Skyrim, Telltale Guardians of the Galaxy, and Just Dance, and of course Sonic. And then you just got like a lot of.
Danny.
And you've got a ports of and you've got ports of even though I'm not too keen on ports, I do understand why because Wii did not sell well, but they're all quality games. Splatoon.
I'd hope that the ports have something extra to
Oh
them
yeah, of
if they are
course.
coming over. I mean,
They've got to
Mario
have.
Maker,
Mario
or
Maker's
the
a hard one
Rabbids.
because that'll be like the second port within like 2 years. So I'm not
Yeah.
sure. I'm not sure how I'd feel about Super Mario Maker because you already have it on the 3DS.
If it's a straight port, you can still have your own levels and stuff and do the same thing, that's great,
I
but
guess so. But it's hard, like, aside from extra features, I guess.
Maybe Super Mario Bros. 2
Yeah, like,
is
more
an
art styles,
extra
that'd be
game,
quite nice.
or
Maybe, like.
Mario World 2 with Yoshi's Island
That may be quite
would be.
interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see something like that.
But what that's caught my eye is Xenoblade Chronicles X. Because I've only like 12 hours into that game, and I really need to play more of it. But sadly, they just haven't been.
Because
Oh,
a lot
bless
of
you.
people that bought that have put a lot of hours into it already, so it's like if they port it over, they're gonna have to have the save files as well, surely. It's like
I would quite like that. That would be quite nice. But I'll probably just start over again just to see, like.
I was saying that
I'm
you'd
not
be able
sure.
to do that by SD card anyway, surely, but
Hopefully. But it may be because it's different architecture.
yeah.
So it may be difficult to do, but the one that shocked me, third party wise, was Guardians of the Galaxy. That struck me quite a lot. I'm not sure why, but it's just the fact that like it's a Telltale game.
Well, Telltale were rumored to be making games for the Switch
No,
already, aren't they?
no,
But
I think they've been confirmed to be working on Switch, I believe.
it was on the list of
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
developers. But I'm quite happy to see Telltale games on the Switch. I think that's a good move, to be honest.
Yeah, very good move.
Because the episodic sort of way they've done most of their series is really, really good. I mean, it makes you want to carry on playing it. And Guardians of the Galaxy is gonna be a top game, I think,
Oh yeah,
personally.
definitely.
I've recently been playing through the Batman Telltale game,
Oh
and I got to say,
yeah.
that is really good. It's not as good as Walking Dead. Walking Dead's the best one, but yeah, I can't wait to see them on the console. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know with Xenoblade though. I'm a bit on the fence with that one. I mean, it looked good, and I'm sure it played good. I've never really played it on the Wii U, but I'd probably have a look at it on the Switch if it comes on
I
to it.
couldn't
But
say much because I've never played. I played one little bit and I was like, "Yep, gone." Feel a bit bad for doing that, but.
there any other games you could like on this list? Well, the only one I can see that might be on this list would be Sonic Mania, but
Yeah.
still not been confirmed for anything yet other than
I could
Xbox.
see definitely something Square Enix. Like we know that, yeah, Dragon Quest 10 and 11 are supposed to be coming to this
Yes,
console.
they are.
So I hope that will extend towards Final Fantasy and maybe even Kingdom Hearts as well. That'd be quite
Final
cool.
Fantasy VII, I'd like to see
Yeah.
them port that, so, or
I think that's
however they're doing it.
kind of a given.
A Gibson given.
Oh, another
Oh,
Gibson given.
Throwback Thursday, in fact. Yeah, that was like, oh my god, that was like a year ago now, wasn't it? Gibson given, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Something like
I
that,
think that
yeah.
was, yeah. That's
It's a thing
weird.
for us, though. Or for you, anyway, but.
It's like a
Yeah.
sort of like your
Sorry.
catchphrase.
Right, so that's it for Nintendo Switch rumours. Damn, that's like a long topic discussion.
Yes.
So
But
yeah.
hopefully we won't be there that longer when they got all the stuff in January.
In less than
Did
two
an actual
months
live
now.
stream, which is less than 2 months.
Wee.
Would be able to get rid of all these rumors and say, throw them out the window
Thank God.
and just play the game. Just play the games, play the console, and be like, yes. Please, can we
All
have a good Star Fox game on there? Please, please.
right. Good one, Jack. All right.
Oh
Sorry.
dear.
Sorry. 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 He's writing something now.
So mean.
All
A
right.
grumpy
I'm
Gibson.
sorry. Grumpy Gibson, that's a better one. All right. Let's move on to the next section. So this is the what have we been playing section right now. Sorry I messed that up. But I can't be asked to do a retry. So I'll just start things off quite quickly. One of the main games I've been playing is Twisted Fusion, which is Lewis Pugh's
Oh.
game. Lewis Pugh being one of the lovely trio from Nintendo Voice.
Who we had on last
Yeah, last
time.
episode. I am playing a review copy, although albeit very slowly. I sadly haven't gotten around to playing a lot, and it's not too bad. It's quite enjoyable. I think the most comment I've seen a lot, the comparison I've been seeing a lot, is to Metroidvania. It does seem to be in that kind of style of game from what I've seen and what I played rather. I'm about a couple of hours in, I'd say. I'm up until the. I've done two towers. But it is quite glitchy. Sadly. One time, I would just stop completely for no apparently reason, and sadly, I couldn't touch any buttons whatsoever.
Oh, really?
It's really odd. So I had to like reboot like the whole game.
Oh, did you
It's quite
lose
sad.
any
Yeah. But
progress?
not really. That's it's quite forgiving with deaths. Isn't just that you just go back to the door that you entered from, or which side of the screen you entered on, or whatever. So it's quite forgiving in that sense, I think, because you high chances are is that you will be dying like a good amount of times in this game. Combat is a mix because there is an affinity sort of thing similar to Pokemon. It's like electric beats. Well, it's between fire, spirit, electric, and acid, and one beats the other in something. I can't
Oh,
remember
like a
the
rock,
exact
paper, scissors sort of
circle,
thing.
but it's probably somewhere there in the game. It's just like just never really tells you anything. I'm not sure. It's just even within First Town, I just like I couldn't really find much people.
It's not very. It's quite spaced out, isn't it? There's not quite a lot there. It seems like it's missing chunks of the world and things from when I was playing it, but.
Yeah.
It's a nice first game.
It's a nice
It
first game, yeah.
as a dungeon crawler, few like shooter cross whatever you want to call it. It's trying to do too much at once is the main problem.
I think
'Cause
that's the problem, yeah.
the best bit about it, I think, is the actual monster thing in the actual mobile app.
Oh,
Don't know if
my monsters.
I don't know if you've had much experience using that
I
or.
have, it's just, I don't know how to use it. It's just never properly explained. And I think it's just the fact that I'm just a bit too, you just get a bit
Yeah, I
too
mean,
overwhelmed at once.
Lewis has said that from the start he's not very good with tutorials and he wants players to sort of learn themselves, but it's quite difficult to do and it's that's such a complicated process. Sorry, go on.
No, it's just like, I do admire that fact, but it's just like, even with like my monsters, but not only that, just like the difficulty slider, which I think is a nice gesture. It's just that it doesn't seem, it's not really more, well, I guess it can be more difficult, but it just takes more damage. But for every amount up you go, so say if you're on two, if you bump it up to four, enemies will deal an extra two damage. But at the start of the game, you're only at 3 hearts, so even if you bump it up to like 3 difficulty, any enemy can kill you in one hit. So that's
I found out quite a lot,
colourful,
yeah.
yeah. You do get hearts quite quickly, but it's kind of weird. I'm not sure why. Well, no, it's just the fact that like in every tower, you get if you manage to find a special key, a silver key, I think you can manage to unlock another heart at the end of the tower before you enter the boss. But with the boss, you can battle it twice to get another heart. So, but the thing is that like as long as you've buffed up your attack like say once, you can set your difficulty slider all the way down to one, and beat the boss within like about 20 seconds to get another heart. You know.
Yeah.
So, and the combat, it's kind of a mix. Going back to the affinity thing, it's just like not really properly explained. I'm not really sure. I don't have like.
Which character did you use? Do you know?
I mainly use I forget her name, but it's a blue-haired girl. And it's like the something like
I
that.
don't.
I'm not sure, but it's the one where her special move is just like firing a lot of shots at once.
Like the two pistols sort of thing.
Kinda. I'm not too sure. But if you press
'Cause
Y, then you,
each character has got like
yeah,
a different weapon
that's what
set.
I like. So the girls, Cora, the main one, she has like this water fountain thing. The blue-haired girl, the second one, she has like this thing that allows you to fire really rapidly, really rapid fire. And then the last one has like water grenades, and the boys that you have, they all have like elemental. Water guns. So one specializes in fire, one in electricity, so on and so forth. But it's just never properly explained. And the same goes with characters. Just like you're just put in this world and then that's it. But it's not like Zelda Breath of the Wild put into this world, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you're just transported to this world with like no rhyme or reason. And when you talk to the girl, one of the first girls that you meet, she explains what this land of Evan is. You always get the same conversation, even if you're like a good chunk in, you still get the same conversation if you talk to
Yeah,
her.
doesn't change, does it? It's
Which that's more of like a petty thing, really. But it's just like even with the unlockable characters, they're just there from the get-go, and it's like I just feel no sense of accomplishment, really. And like I don't know who these characters are, so it's just like oh, they're just weapons, let's say.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. You can unlock by rescuing Gogos, which are these weird eye creatures. You can unlock more, which is fair enough. But I don't know. It's like things in game. I'm having an alright time with it. It's just very flawed, in some cases. But if it's one thing I do like, it's use the gamepad. Because it is easy to just like touch on the gamepad, get something, and then there we go. But I don't know. I can't really speak. And of course, like creating like a game, isn't like an easy task at all. And it has gotten like a lot of a good amount of praise from fans, I think, on Miiverse at least. So I think Lewis should be proud of like all of that. But
Yeah.
it's just I don't know, which is annoying because Lewis is just such a legend, like through and through. But I don't know, but of course I can't.
I think he's taken criticism on quite well from what I was hearing.
Oh,
So
that's fair enough.
I've been listening to his podcasts on the actual game. He's done like two or three like
Oh,
mini
yeah.
episodes, and he says he knows of the glitches that are within the game, and he's getting notes every day from people saying different things, because
Yeah.
he's openly said to people, look, please message me on Twitter and let me know, and he's going to be patching the game as it goes and trying to
Yeah.
fix any issues. The one main issue in my point of view of it was the distance on the TV,
Yeah, I think it's a
because
bit too wide.
it's just you can't see enough. But it's like when you're on Smash Bros. And every single character is as far out as you can go
Yeah.
on one of the maps. So the best way I can describe it, the Earthbound map, Porky's Revenge, like stuff.
Oh, New Pork City from Brawl,
Epoch
or was it?
C, and
Yeah.
when you're on
Okay.
that screen, it's all sort of fixed and everything's so far away, you can barely see anything. But Twisted Fusion seems to sort of suffer from that on the TV, but when you play it on the gamepad, it's actually not too bad.
All
It
right.
seems like it was more, sort of more built for the gamepad rather than the TV screen. But yeah, it's one of those things he's already said he's mentioned in one of the podcasts, and he's trying to work out ways to
Okay.
fix it. But it's more of a technical problem now that he's
Okay.
the way he's developed it, that he'll have to try and run it twice on
Okay.
one screen, and doing that is going to cause problems with how it runs and how quickly it runs, and then it might cause more glitches. So it's one of those you have to see in the future whether he'll be able to do it or not. And that's
Hopefully.
what I'm interested to see what the
The
first
other
patch
thing
will be.
as well is just the GPS system is only useful for moving to A and B quite quickly as long as you have met a statue,
Yeah.
whatever. But you have no map, so you could get easily lost in a dungeon when you're trying to find that one extra key. Or a silver key, rather. Just get like very easily lost, I feel like.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, one of the towers itself has had like a glitch with a key where you can just literally access the final boss door without even needing a key. It's like little things like that. It's like, that could be quite a flaw, really. But you know, it's like I said, it's one of his first games he's ever released, and it needs a bit of polish, is the best way I can describe it. Maybe a lot of polish, but it's still a decent enough game
I
for
think
the
so.
price he
Especially
puts it
for the
out
price,
for.
yeah. Anyway.
It's I know it's not going to be like a 10 out of 10 amazing game for everyone,
Yeah.
but it's still enjoyable. It's still
It is
good
quite
fun.
enjoyable,
It's
yeah.
good laugh.
What's that? Sam, do you want to go on next?
I can do. Well, where do I start? I've played quite a few. I suppose I should start with Animal Crossing because, like, obviously, last time I was talking about the update and stuff like that. I've now used all my amiibos to get all of the like super exclusive characters. So I've got Wolf Link, I've got Epona, I've got Medley, I've got Ganon. I've used Calamari, which give you CeCe and Vijay, the squirrels dressed like Splatoon girls, and Inkwell, which is a squid you get from one of the normal Splatoon ones. So yeah, I managed to kick out all the villages. I don't want doing that, and I've got some really awesome villages. So super happy about that.
Yay!
What were you going to say, Matt?
Oh, it's just that I still need to get around to doing it.
I was
Going
just
on
like,
Animal Crossing.
bye, Gaston. Just there with his little angry mustache. Oh God, I was
Angry
so happy to kick
mustache.
you. Look up, if for anybody, look up Gaston, who's the ra a rabbit from Animal Crossing. He's just the most negative, horrible character to have. And I saw him, was like, no, get out of my town. The only way they'll go is if they go of their own accord, but with the new update, you can kick him out. So it's
Yay, get rid of him.
like, yeah. He's gone. He's all gone. I've got all the villagers I want now, so I'm very happy. What else I've been playing? I played a little bit of Mario Party Star Rush. I think I'm like party level 10, 11.
All right.
So I've run quite a few bits, but I've unlocked all the characters, which I'm really happy about. And I'm on the Bowser maps
Hello.
now, so getting nearly
Yeah.
done.
The last one I saw you were on that Nessie thing in the sand or something. Maybe I've just.
No, you're talking about Super Mario 3D World. I'm talking
Oh,
about
my.
Mario Party Star Rush.
Oh, my bad. Completely zoned out. My bad.
No, Mario Party Star Rush. I'm on the Bowser maps, which are quite fun. But well, moving on to that, yeah, I'm quite far through Super Mario 3D World. As Jack said, I'm quite far. I did a Plessy level. There's another one coming up.
Because I watch your YouTube videos, you know. Just saying.
Shut up. Jack's just a little grumpy because I haven't had a lot of time, and I do intend to watch his videos at Gorny7789 when I have 5 flipping minutes. But yeah, I will go watch his.
You'll need 3 hours, but yeah, okay.
And Super Mario RPG, I'm trying to think. I think I've got 5 of the star pieces. And I'm trying to get to a town called Monstro Town.
Monstro?
Monstro.
Isn't that a giant whale?
Yes, but it's also a town in this game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's Pinocchio, isn't it? Pinocchio? Monstro?
Yes, it's Monstro from Pinocchio. And yeah, other than that, I guess we come to the main game we're all probably going to talk about now, which is Pokemon Sun and Moon. Yay!
Yay!
Jack, why don't you start us off on this one?
I can start us off on this one. I was on Twitter, right? I was on Twitter, and there was a thing on Street Pass UK about a comment about what your favorite Pokemon is and why. And I saw that Matt had actually commented already with Greninja, and I was like, oh, I was going to do Greninja. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to do Greninja anyway because he's already done it. I'm just going to say, yes, I put Greninja as a tweet and I said, Greninja because he's a freaking ninja frog. That's why. Was it. And then, like, a few hours later, I get a message from the Streetcross UK Twitter page. It says, you've won a ticket to the Mario. Oh, Mario. I said Mario. Pokemon Sun and Moon launch event in London. So I was like, oh, there was a competition? So I didn't know it was a competition. I just thought it was just a random like thing. So yeah, I won a ticket. So
Nice.
yeah, we ended up traveling to London for the day, going on a bit of a Pokemon Go hunt all round. Then I ended up in Liverpool Street Station, which is by like the business districts of our area,
Think
and Whitehall
so.
stuff. And we ended up going to this event in there. It was very, very random and weird. I saw lots of the StreetPass UK team members all there, which was nice to catch up with all them guys. We had YouTubers there as well. We had as Alex from Nintendo Life.
Oh yeah, he may have been there.
He was there. He was
Okay.
there. Martin from the Yogscast, also known as In the Little Wood, who
Okay.
I had a chat with while eating a burger, which was probably wasn't one of my highest points in talking to YouTube celebrities, but he's a very nice chap. And in general, the whole event was just brilliant. It was, you walked in, and it was all basically set up like a Hawaiian sort of themed town kind of setting.
Nice.
You go in through the door, and they give you like a I've still got it actually. I've got some flowers they put around your neck, just like it is in Hawaii. And we had a Pikachu hat to put on as well, but unfortunately it
Nice.
didn't fit my head, so because I've got a massive head.
Ah.
So yeah, we got a few freebies as we walked in. They had loads of little stands to play the game on, different displays and artwork from all the generations and the current generation. It was all on display everywhere. They had all the previous Pokemon games in display cabinets all around. Little juice bars where you can get like free drinks from. There was like you had a free food voucher, which was pretty cool. So we've got free food and drink.
Cool.
And we also had the Pokemon, I can't remember his name, Japanese guy. He basically developed the battle system of in Pokemon, and he was there signing autographs, and he had battles with people there, and it was really cool. It was just, he seemed like a real nice chap and stuff, and actually was quite happy to do whatever there, really. It was really good. I managed to pick up a Mew as well for Pokemon Yellow,
Nice.
which they were giving away for free, but you had to trade one of your Pokemon to get it, which I was like, oh, god damn, I've got to get rid of my Rattata. I was so sad. I was so sad. I was like, oh.
But it's Mew, Jack. It's Mew.
Yeah, but you can glitch him in anyway, can't you? But yeah, I've got an official Mew, which is good because you can transfer it into Sun and Moon via the Pokebank. I don't know if that's available yet or if it's coming soon
We'll
or
have to look into that. I don't know.
not just at the moment, but it will be in the future. They had like five little stands there with little games on. Like I had like a coconut shy like one where you threw a Pokeball at a coconut and I had to knock it off to win a prize. And I won this book thing.
Okay.
I literally had like a paper book thing and it had a Rotom on the front of it as in his like Pokedex form. And it was really, really weird, but I kept winning stuff and key rings and all sorts of other stuff they were giving away. But in general, it was a really good event, and just there's about 200-300 people there. We could buy the game at 8 o'clock in the evening there, so it was earlier than most of the rest of the UK. But lots of them had already got it delivered via play.com and stuff like that anyway. But yeah, in general, it was a really, really good, well-run event by game, by Nintendo and Game joint together with Multiplay, the game's events team. It was really well run, and they had the final sort of section they had there was, well, they had people dressed up as Pokemon The cosplayers all there dressed up as like Team Skull, which is
Yeah,
the
I saw
new
that one.
Yeah,
like
I saw
the
that one.
yeah in the game, and they were really, really cool, to be fair. They were even walking around like in the same way they do in the game,
Oh,
like it's like
God.
proper like arms flinging everywhere, and they just doing it all the whole time of the day, and it was just really impressive, I thought. But had that there, and we had all the starters and the Pikachu like costume that people were like walking about, and you could take get photos with, which was pretty cool. I got a photo of me and Beth with the Litten, which was really weird.
Yeah, Litten.
Yeah. I wanted the Rowlet, but it kept running off, so I was like, oh. Yeah, so there was just so much there to do, and so much fun, and it was just really cool that everyone was there just to sort of play Pokemon and enjoy it, really.
Nice.
The best bit was the Alex from Nintendo Life, Martin. There was another guy from Eurogamer, and then the guy, the developer for Game Freak. They all end up playing the Battle Royale mode in the new game, which is basically four all against all battles, and it was actually really good. From what I've
Nice.
seen of it so far, it looks like it plays really, really well. You basically got to choose one of the four, like other three opponents you've got, and hope that your attack defeats them. And it's the first one to get three wins the whole match, kind of thing. So you've got three defeats of other people, and it actually seems to work really well. I was very worried it's just going to be a bit slow and sluggish, but it seems to play really well, and I'm looking forward to playing that a few more times at like Street Pass events and other events going forward. And it's hopefully that'll develop into a bit more of a competitive scene with that. But it's really, really good, and I'm really,
Nice.
really thankful for Street Pass UK for letting me go and giving me the prize, and I really, really appreciate it. I met up with a few people there, and Marty was there from Street Pass UK.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
She did a whole video of the whole event. It's actually on her YouTube channel now, because I watched it earlier on this afternoon. It's on virtual accomplishment,
Yeah,
so if you
that's
do
it.
want to whole thing, just go onto her channel and have a look. She did loads of videos and things. But yeah, I think I'm pretty much there, to be honest. I've still not picked up the game. So I
Even
was
though
looking.
you had the opportunity to
Even
have it
though
before anybody
I
else.
did have the opportunity to do so. There was lots of other things you could buy as well, like T-shirts and mugs and things. But I was too busy enjoying the time there, to be honest, to even think about buying the game. And by the time we got to the point, it was like, oh, I forgot about that. So, but
Oh
I'm
dear.
hoping to pick it up a little bit cheaper, so I can buy both versions for me and the girlfriend, and hopefully that'll cheer her up a bit. But
Nice.
But I'm sure you two've experienced Pokemon Sun and Moon
Yeah.
so
Oh
far.
yes.
You've been enjoying it, or?
It's very good.
Really good. So I chose Rowlet. The smart
Yay, good choice. Smart
Smart
choice.
choice as well, yeah.
Excuse me. I'm
Actually,
safe. Boring.
be fair, I do like the water Pokemon though.
Probably though.
Because the last form.
What,
What, the
Primarina?
mermaid?
Fairy water type is a very interesting typing choice.
I
guess
think
I think it could be good for competitive battles.
I have
So,
no
yeah.
idea. I'm not too good with competitive Pokemon. But I
No.
chose Rowlet. I've caught a good amount of Pokemon so far. I've caught a
How many?
Pikachu.
You got pick a peck?
Yeah, let's see. I've got Rowlet, Pikachu, Slowpoke, Caterpie,
You got Slowpoke.
Ladybug, Rattata, and a Meowth. I think that's all I've caught so far, but
Which Meowth have you got?
Alolan Meowth.
Alolan
You can
one.
only get a load of
Yeah.
Meowth.
You can get both.
Well, no, like in the wild, I think you could only get
You
one.
can get both. Because I
If you...
caught one on the demo I played.
Oh, really? All right.
Yes.
All right, I don't think you
Yeah.
could catch one here though. I'm not sure. What was I gonna say? But yeah, it's very good. It's like, when I had the demo, I just wasn't too impressed. Really, I don't know what it was. It's just like I didn't come out of that saying I can't wait for Sun and Moon. Well, of course I was, but it didn't get me like even more hyped for the game. It's just like left a weird impression.
More
Yeah.
hyped.
Shut up, Sam. All right.
Nice.
But even with just like these two, I've only put 2 hours in, sadly. But even then, it just like feels just so good. I don't know what it is. It's just.
I think it's because it's they've put so much effort into it.
Yeah.
It really feels like it comes into its own sort of a completely differently new Pokemon game.
It really does. Just like every the story seems to be like something special about the story. It's like even when you boot up the game for the first time, you immediately start with a call from Professor Kukui. Don't
Is
you?
that how we pronounce it? Kukui?
Yeah, I think so.
That's how I'm pronouncing it at the moment.
Yeah, let's just go with that. And then you encounter Scene with us with. I mean, should we say this? I'm not too sure. It's the very beginning of the game, so I don't think it really classes as spoilers. But you do begin the game with Lily running away from the Aether Foundation. So it's very
That
interesting that they.
was
Yeah.
it's they put like a really good story into it, which is
Why
quite
immediately,
interesting.
yeah.
I was like, whoa, okay. It's like, wow.
That's weird. but yeah, like the story seems to be very promising. I'm liking the characters so far. The music is really good, I think, but I'm not too keen on the house theme. Well, the encounter
Yeah,
theme.
he's
Well, the battle.
really dorky,
Yeah. Well, I kind of like how like he's all right.
isn't
I do like his battle theme. The battle theme is all right, but the actual encounter theme is just like, yeah, like I really like all the characters. I really like Lily. There seems to be, there will definitely be depth for her, if that makes sense,
he?
in that character. But it's very fun. First of all, like the battling system, it's just such an improvement, I think, already.
Yeah, I like how you can actually see the trainers as
Yeah,
well, and it's
the
just not
trainers and
like
just like,
is there that where are they?
yeah, it just feels just so much more streamlined, you know, because like you can see if your moves will be effective or not. You could just quickly rather check out this the info on the move, like what exactly does it do, its attack, its accuracy, stuff and so on. In wild battles, you could like go straight to your Pokeballs. So just like it's just very streamlined, and it looks gorgeous as well. Really, definitely
It
one of the
does.
best
Like the
looking 3DS
settings for
games.
when you catch
Yeah,
the Pokemon is pretty
that's
good.
another neat detail. But yeah, but it's very good. I can't wait to just dig in to more of it. Simple as that, really.
Well, I, unlike Matt, went for a Litten. So,
You went for a
yeah,
Litten.
I went for Litten because I like cats and it's a fire dark type, so I was like, oh, it's good. Not a fire fighting. They've actually branched out a little bit. So,
Yeah, but they've
I've.
done that before, though, haven't they? I think with
They've went.
Houndour and Houndoom, so.
No, it was a starter.
Yeah, with the
Well,
starter, that's the
that's
new one, but.
right. I know there's a fire dark type. God, come on. I've, like, played it since Pokemon Blue, but yeah, basically I've got Litten, I've got Magnemite, I've just evolved my Pikipek into the next form, which is Trumbeak, which is kind
Okay.
of weird. It's like it according to the Pokédex, it like moves its beak to make trumpet noises and things. I was like, oh,
Right.
okay. And I've got Butterfree, I've
Okay.
got
Oh, fun
yeah,
free.
I've got Growlithe. I can't think who else I've got. I'm actually during this whole podcast. I've been playing it. Grubbin, which is like the little bug one that turns into the bus.
Yeah, Charge a Bug and then Gigavolt.
The magic
Bigavolt,
bug
rather.
bus. Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever get him to evolve, but because it doesn't evolve to like level 20 or something. Yeah, Litten, Growlithe, Trumbeak, Butterfree, Magnemite, and Grubbin. Well, I've also imported the Ash Greninja from
All
the
right.
demo, so I shall be using him once
Have you got
I've
the
palette.
Munchlax yet?
No, I don't.
All right.
I can't remember how you get that. Do you
I think you
remember?
just go to Mystery
Mystery
Gift.
gift, I
Yeah.
think. Yeah.
All right, I must do that then. Must get my Munchlax with its special creepy Snorlax Z move.
So make sure you all get it as well, listeners, before you
Yes.
forget.
Yes.
Go and
So
do
those are
that.
your two special Pokies that you can go get. Other than that, I've done the first island trial. Have you done that yet, Matt?
I'm only at the school so far.
Oh, after the school, you'll be able to customize your character, which that's what I like about this. You can customize your character. You can customize the eye color, the hair color, the
So
hairstyle, the
there's a lot more
clothes.
than what was on in offer in X and Y then.
Yeah, there's loads
Okay.
more. I like it. This is a good game. I think it really makes it quite personal to
Yeah.
each player. So yeah, I'm super happy about that.
Really good stuff. I see here that you've got Pokemon Moon.
Yes, I went for Pokemon Moon. I
All
want
right.
Lunala.
I went so good, Leo. Where did you get it from? Because I got it from Nintendo UK store.
Nintendo UK store as
Nice.
well.
What did you think of the figure? Did you get the figure?
Yeah, it was a bit small. But
Just mine hasn't been painted right. Like just like a blue pot, like a blue patch.
oh
Of paint, like right under one of
no.
his eyes, so it's like, oh, great. It
No. Oh, that's
just
disappointing.
doesn't seem like very high quality, sadly.
Yeah, I must admit, I was expecting a nice box or something, but it just came in a little
Yeah.
plastic packet. I was like, oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Oh, so it's like. Oh well.
Never mind.
Speaking of Sun and Moon, have you seen the anime?
Not yet. I think there's two
It's.
episodes that have been subbed so
Yeah, I
far.
think another one of this came out today. I'm not too sure. Let me just check. But
All
yeah, it's
right.
not that bad. I've seen the dubbed versions. I watched them on YouTube, but there were sneak peeks on CITV this past weekend.
All
But yeah,
right.
the dubs weren't that bad. But naturally, I prefer. I think I'm. Well, I'm not too sure, because the voices are better in the subs. But it's just like I just prefer
I
watching
don't know
in
if this will
dubbed.
spoil it for anyone, but I'm sure there's been rumors of Pikachu evolving, though I doubt
Ooh,
that's going to
I
happen.
doubt that's gonna happen. They
But
can't do that.
it's because of the whole like Alolan Raichu business, which I know Jack will probably be shaking his head at the chubby Raichu. Yeah, I've got thumbs down from Jack. Oh dear.
Rubbish. I don't think that'll happen. Like Pikachu's just too iconic for that to happen.
True, but Ash's Pikachu's got to evolve at some point.
Nah, they can't. Pikachu's the mascot of Pokemon, so I
True.
really doubt that they'd change him. But the anime isn't that bad. At times the animation can be a little bit why? But it's not that bad. I think it is just like more or less like slice of life comedy
Slice
rather.
of life.
Yeah. Well, it kind of is.
Pokemon, the slice of life.
But it does seem to be a downgrade from X, Y, and Z. But seeing as Alola is just such a different region than regions beforehand, I think it does make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's all right. It's worth a watch at least.
And at this very moment, my Litten is evolving. It's now evolved into
Nice.
Torracat. Yeah, I got Torracat. It looks freaking wicked.
Good job. Nice.
Yeah, and I also caught an Oricorio. The
You
you know
got.
the bird
Yeah.
that has the four different forms, like the dancing type forms. I got the pom pom dancing one, so it looks pretty cool.
Nice. Alright, so That wraps up for what have we been playing, so let's move on to the final section. And here we
well,
are
like
in
what?
The final section. Alright.
Final section!
Yeah.
We made it.
Alright, we made it. We've been doing podcasts like quite quickly, like more or less like about an hour and a half now, haven't we?
About that, yeah.
For the most part,
yeah. Within the last section, I've been testing out this new doodle thingy-majiggy.
I see you drawing there.
I was drawing a Sonic, but it was rubbish. So...
oh, it's an electric flying type. Oh, that's going to be interesting.
What, a thicker flight?
Zapdos.
Or a Choreo, this one. The
pom-pom
electric one.
Flight. Electric flying.
Yeah,
oh.
I was there thinking, why can't I defeat it? And I was like, ground type. And then I'm like, it's not effective. I'm like, why not? And it's obviously because it's flying. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be difficult to defeat.
I got that was flying, but electric? I didn't expect that.
No, this is going in my team. Right. I can tell you that now. I don't know what to call it.
So, anyway.
Shout outs. Sam, do you have any shout outs?
I would say to our lovely, lovely friend Angela, who's in the hospital in the moment.
All right.
We wish you that you get well soon, because you know we'll care about you and we love you. And I probably won't share too much, but Angela's not well, bless her, and she's from Monhun offline, and we just hope that she gets well soon.
Yeah, I hope you get well soon, Angela.
Yeah, same here.
Alright, boy, that's a bit of a downer now.
I'm sorry.
That's alright. Well, we do have to send our
best
well
wishes.
Yeah, best wishes. Alright, I think I'll just go quickly. Just another reminder about Discord. You could just, link is in the description. It'll probably be on our Twitter and hopefully Facebook as well.
We'll try and pop on there as regularly as we can, and keep it. I mean, Sam's on there quite often, aren't you? So,
I am indeed.
I'm more or less on it. So if you want to play a game with us, then sure, like we'd be down for it, I guess.
Yeah, give us a shout. Depends on what we're doing.
Yeah, it depends on what we're doing. That's the most important thing. But another shout out to game. Well, mainly one for today because I finally got a PS4, which I'm getting for Christmas. It was only for £200. What else? Shout out to that. It was only £200. PS4, 500GB slim with Overwatch and Ratchet and Clank. My friends are abusing me for getting a PEGI 3 game because they always do. Because they're pro PS4 and I'm pro Nintendo. They abuse me for liking Nintendo. Anyway.
Oh, ignore them.
But they're the best kind of friends.
So you gave in to
other.
Peer pressure, basically, is what you're
not
saying?
Not really, nah.
Oh, God, Matt.
Never gave in to peer pressure, give.
Peer pressure.
I can't speak, alright? I have a speech impediment. Alright, I'm sorry. I apologise. But another one to Game of Brentwood, because the launch night of Sun and Moon, which was early this week on Tuesday, 22nd, game stores across the country were having a midnight launch, but it was school night, so my mum would probably kill me if I was staying up that late at game, but I was able to make it just for like a launch event. So there was two tourneys, one for Pokemon X, Y and Oras, which I got completely creamed on in the first round. It was double team. I just like did not make all that well. It wasn't all that good. But Pokken was the other one, and I had a bit more faith in that. But it was just a lot of fun, Pokken. It really was. There were some really passionate players there from Pokken. I met one really good player.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that's the person that won. We were in the quarterfinals, and we were just like, at the start, he was like, oh, you're going to go down. At the start of the tourney, he was like that. He was quite interested. But, like, when it came to our match together, it was like, he was just like, oh, I'm dreading this. I really am. It was kind of, like, stressing out about it. But It was really, but that fight, oh, that was like one of the best fights I've ever played in Pokken. It was so close.
Oh.
I almost got through, and he really deserved it because he went on and won the whole tournament. But sadly, that was in the quarterfinals, so I didn't manage to win anything by being in the semi-finals.
Oh.
Which is a bit sad, but it was just a lot of fun playing Pokken. Hold on, just one sec.
I'm holding on.
Holding on to the edge of
Never mind. Um,
tomorrow.
but yeah, it was a lot of good fun, Pokken. I got to meet a lot of people that, and I hope Game Brandwood does more because they were really awesome people. So I would love to see like Smash Tournament or anything like that. That'd be really cool to see. Oh, actually, as well, shout out to DS London. I will be going to their event, depending when this episode gets up, of course. I'll be going to their event on Saturday to celebrate the release of Sun and Moon.
I saw Lee actually at the Pokemon event with his little boy. Bless him. No, his little buggy. I was like,
Oh.
"Oh." Yeah,
Right. Okay. So, see full event details. All right. So it's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. At the loading bar in Stratford. Yeah. So it's gonna be great seeing the DS London. I'm sad that it's 3 hours. They're always like the small times. Which is sad because they're just a lovely bunch of people there. So shout outs to DS London for their event. Hopefully I can make it. Or at least this episode I can make it on time. For them to make it. Yeah, that's all my shout outs. Jack, do you have any shout outs?
Yes, I have a few shout outs. As mentioned, Marty, a virtual accomplishment on YouTube, because she has done a video for the event. You can very briefly see me like walk past her on her video. And if you spot me, you get 100 end pod points. Yeah.
End pod
Um,
points.
end pod points, that's just added that in. Yeah. I just wanted to say thanks to Yogscast Martin in Littlewood because I was literally stuffing my face with a burger while trying to talk to him, which was very rude at the time. I didn't really think about it, but he was very nice to chat to us and talk about games and Bristol and he was actually staying in Southampton for the night after, which I was really confused about. So yeah, so cheers, Martin, and thanks for coming to the event, I guess. And also, big, huge, super duper thank you to StreetPass UK Game and Multiplay together, as because the whole Pokemon launch event was fantastic, and hopefully that means we can see more of that sort of thing in the future, because it was just ran so well and so brilliantly. So that would be awesome to have
Nice.
more like that. So
All right.
thank you all so much, and yeah. I'd happily take a ticket win next time. Yay.
right. So I think that wraps up for shout outs. So yeah, normally I would have a disclaimer-esque thing, but I forgot to copy and paste it.
Oh my
But
God.
basically you can find us where can you find us? You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. Our handles are N Podcast System. Just search for on both those social media sites and you're sure to find us. We're on YouTube and Nintendo Podcast System. Subscribe if you would like to listen to the podcast on YouTube. If not, we're always available on iTunes or Podomatic as well. I'm not sure how Podomatic works, to be honest, but I assume you could just download it. Is that how it works?
You can listen to it straight off of Podomatic if you just go to our page, or you can download it from there directly as
Right.
well. Or you can check the RSS, which is podomatic.npod.com, which has got all the links to all of our episodes as well, if you are an Android
Nice.
user.
Sweet.
Yep.
I just wanted a quick mention. Can someone please subscribe to the YouTube channel? Because we're on 49 subscribers and it's really annoying me big time. Just please, someone, just one person. It'd be fine. And all the other 100 million people. But yeah, we just want to do.
I just like how you chucked in that 100 million people as well. It's like, that's so high. Like, no one's.
I'm just happy with the one, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just get the
Same
50. There's been on
here.
49 for so long, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, so again, feel free to join a Discord chat. You can find myself writing for VGTribune.com as well as Nintendo Prime. My first article should be coming up soon. It's my
Oh.
top five third-party games I want to see on the Nintendo Switch. If you know me, you should already know what my number one will be, or at least have a very good idea of what my number one will be. What else? You find me on Twitter at Acebo as well. Jack, where can people find you?
You can find me on places on the internet, including Facebook at Gorny7789. I have a brand new page which you can go on there and abuse me with more abuse than you do on Twitter already, which is also at Gorny7789. I'm also on the Wii U as well, and 3DS as Gorny7789. I'm also on other places like other places. Just go Gorny 7789 and Google, you'll find me. It's easy.
Nice.
And go watch all my videos because I'm putting some loads of effort into these Undertale videos
Nice.
and not getting much views at the moment. So
I go on.
I recommend watching the dummy video and the Undying videos because they're really, really good. So yeah, thanks. I've got a Sonic video going up on Saturday as well, so you should watch that. So, yay!
Right, and Sam, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at samspade underscore UK, as well as samspade gaming. And you can also find me on Facebook at samspade gaming, as well as on YouTube.
YouTube.
Wee. All right. Our music. I believe we didn't mention what our intro music was, although
I think
we
we
should
did.
have a good idea.
Yeah,
We may have.
the Pokemon intro
Okay. Oh yeah, I think we
title
must have,
music.
yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yes, that's our intro. And then our ending. What is our ending, dear Justin?
I couldn't decide, so I put Champion Red Blue or Blue Song. So I couldn't really decide.
From
So I'll let you just play a bit
Sun and Moon,
live.
right?
So it's purple.
Yes, Champion Purple Song.
Jeez.
Just do a bit of both. You do a bit of the red one and then sort of go into a blue one. We test your editing skills, Matt.
Sure.
Ha!
Right,
Good
sorry,
job.
I'm just looking this on Nintendo Prime just quickly. Sorry, I completely missed by that.
Oh
Ah,
dear.
sorry.
You're sass.
Oh dear.
Sass? Oh,
You're
sure, you
sass.
sass. All right, well, I'll say that this is the last, not the last episode. What am I on about? Of course not.
Last episode.
I'm just weird, all right?
What are you trying to say,
Oh,
Matt?
this is,
You're firing us.
Sorry.
bloody hell.
I'm getting rid of these fools. God. I'm joining Nintendo Voice. That's where I'm going.
Oh man.
And they are running for the
How can they
hills.
put up with those 4-hour episodes?
But yeah, I love these guys. I couldn't imagine my life without them and this podcast. Huzzah.
That's going too far the other way now. I don't know. You could be somewhere in the middle. So,
All right. So,
people.
sorry for that incredibly awkward moment. So that wraps up for episode 35 of Nintendo Podcast System. Thank you all for listening and happy gaming.
Happy gaming!
Pikachu!